Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today is another AMA episode, that is, Ask Me Anything. I love to answer your questions, and if you have a question that you think is going to be of broad interest, I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to victor at victorjm.com. Now, Adam asks, clean energy has been a buzzword in recent memory. Is there a future in investing in these technologies? Well, Adam, that is a great question. This is such a huge topic that I'm going to be hard-pressed to answer it in just 5 minutes. We will definitely dedicate a few episodes to examining different aspects of clean energy as it applies to real estate investing in the coming weeks. There's a massive link between economic output and energy consumption. If you plot a graph of real economic output over time and overlay a graph of energy consumption over time, you'll find that those two graphs overlap almost perfectly. For every unit of new economic activity, you consume an additional unit of energy. Economic output and energy are inextricably connected. If you go back through history, you'll find that the transitions from one energy source to another have so far involved a change from a lower density energy source to a higher density energy source. For example, we moved from sailing ships to coal-fired steamships. We transitioned from a lower energy source, that is the wind, to a higher energy source, which was coal. When we transitioned from coal to oil, again, we went from a lower density energy source to a higher density energy source. And when we went from oil to nuclear, we went from a lower density source to a much higher density source. With each transition, energy density went up. And each of these energy transitions took an incredibly long time. Even after the steamship had been invented, it took nearly 100 years for more than 50% of the shipping to transition from sailing to steamships. Now, today we face a quandary. We're exhausting the world's supply of oil, and there doesn't appear to be anything on the horizon that will replace it that is as good in terms of energy density. Solar and wind certainly don't have the energy density that oil does. In the early days of the oil industry, you could drill a hole 300 feet deep, stick a straw in the ground, and fill the tank. And as time went on, you had to drill a little deeper, but you could still get a gusher. Eventually, you needed to pump the oil from the depths, and now you're starting to consume energy in order to get the energy. Today, we're drilling wells that are 2 miles deep, then go horizontally for another few miles, consuming millions of gallons of water to fracture the rock and unlock the oil trapped in the shale. It takes a huge amount of energy to pressurize water to 2,000 pounds per square inch and crack a rock a few miles away. Now, we need to spend a significant percentage of the energy recovered just to get access to the energy that's stored in the ground. The productive lifespans of these wells are a fraction of what they used to be in the good old days, and you can see where this is heading. Energy is getting harder and harder to come by. Any transition from here is going to be to a form of energy that is less dense than what we have today. That means the cost of getting that energy is going to go up, and if the cost goes up, we can foresee an impact to economic output, and that means business will not make the transition voluntarily unless the economics dictate the transition makes sense. Now, I love the idea of wind power. I'm a sailor, and I shut off the diesel engine as soon as I can after leaving the harbor. I also love the idea of solar. In fact, my sailboat has a solar panel, and it charges the batteries. I haven't connected to shore power to charge batteries in years. I love hydroelectric, but we haven't collectively found a way to make any of these technologies replace oil entirely. They can make a dent, but only a dent so far, not an outright replacement. Now, coal is out of fashion because it's dirty, and we don't want to mess up the environment. The question is, what if we could make coal clean? What if we could make some types of oil clean? Would that make certain forms of energy viable that we have considered to be off limits? I have a few close friends connected to a project that's testing a new coal scrubbing technology. It has a few interesting attributes. Number one, the output is a coal clean enough to burn without harming the atmosphere with lots of toxic chemicals. And secondly, the chemicals removed from the coal are actually of high value and can be reused for other industrial processes. These technologies are undergoing trials with the U.S. Department of Energy as we speak, and in my opinion, they look pretty promising. A very large percentage of the world's energy consumption, for example, in India and China, is based on coal. Even if Western economies have abandoned coal, many economies in Asia still rely heavily on it. And as their economies grow, they will only increase their consumption. So clean coal is incredibly important to the environment, not just in the United States, but globally. The short answer is yes. they are worth investing in. But the real question is which one? That's like saying a horse is going to win the Kentucky Derby. We know that one horse will win, but which one? Maybe a little too early to say for sure. As you're thinking about that, have an awesome day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you more about this in the coming days.